Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Now back to Ian Hoke on WWL AM FM and .com.
Do you guys do the New York Times puzzles?
Rarely, but on occasion.
Courtney?
No, I have not.
Nobody does Wordle? Nobody does connections?
I do Wordle and connection, yes.
Okay, good. I got Wordle in 6 today. It was a little hairy.
Got it in 4 today. It was a little bit tricky, but the vowels helped.
Yeah, I screwed up. I wasn't paying close attention because I was doing the show. But, you know, that's the thing. My sister got the Wordle in 1 yesterday.
What?
Yeah, her first guess was the answer. How about that?
Good for her.
I may have to try that out. I'm a Scrabble girl.
Oh, Courtney, you're going to love Wordle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the game show lingo? That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's a familiar game mechanism. I think you'll enjoy it. It's free to play. You know, yeah, set up an account so you can jump in there. All right, thanks, guys. Good luck. I got to do connections and strands next, but nice to speak with you. Okay, good. Also glad to hear the causeway is now open in both directions, just down to one lane. So if you're going across the lake in either direction, you know, be patient, be considerate. You don't want to start out your new year with, a bad juju. Don't get in an accident. Don't be hostile to one another. Joining us on the line right now is Debbie Bressler. She's with the Crescent City Countdown Club. Debbie, nice to speak with you today.
It's good to be back talking to you. Thank you.
I bet you are very excited for tonight's festivities. I know you've been working a really long time and a really hard way on everything that's going on. Tell us what's on tap here tonight.
Well, you know, we've got the New Year's Eve fireworks at midnight along the river, but we have a wonderful day leading up to this, of course, because we're going to start it off with the 2:00 Allstate Sugar Bowl parade, which goes along Decatur Street along the river. And then we get to from 9:00 to midnight, Decatur Street at Jackson Square Stage, New Orleans Eve concert that's going to feature music by DJ RQ Away, Bonorama, and Tank and the Bangas. And that's going to all lead up to the fleur-de-lis drop, and then, of course, the skies will light up with the most beautiful, beautiful show over the Mississippi. I just got a total count, 2,180 shot count in the show this year.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Is that more than previous years?
It's about a little bit more. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. And plus, you've got, you know, you've got shells that are like the big 8-inch, 10-inch shells. I mean, the 10-inch alone goes up 1,000 feet high and has 1,000 foot span. So it, you know, and then it reflects on the river, reflects off the building. It's just amazing to watch. These are, you know, it's a real professional show and it's a community project. We couldn't do it without you guys, without our sponsors. We start over every year raising the money to make this happen and to produce this tradition for our great city.
We are so grateful, Debbie. I think maybe too many people don't know that about you and about what your organization does. I think the city pays for this, or I don't know. You know, it's just a thing people take for granted. No, this is a thing that has to be financed and organized by people like Debbie and her colleagues. So we're all so grateful for that. What was it? Was it 2020 when it was in the middle of a pandemic when we had kind of a funding crunch,
right?
And then you got kind of a big celebrity funder there at the end. Am I remembering that correctly?
That was, I think, for a 4th of July show.
Oh, okay.
It was, I think, Will Smith, right?
That's what I thought.
Three days. We didn't have the money. 3 days before the show. And J&M was amazing that we were able to do it. But it was wonderful the way it happened, although we don't do things that quickly with fireworks anymore. But it was just a gift to the city. But we start planning. We'll start planning New Year's Eve in the next couple days, you know, into the new year.
Yeah.
And getting everybody to remember, I mean, you know, we get funding. Of course, we're in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy, and we get a grant from New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. And then New Orleans and Company, Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Burger and Tiller Families, French Quarter Festivals, J&M Displays puts in another amount for us. And then, of course, we've got you guys, WWL Magic, WWL.com. We couldn't do it without you. And, of course, this was one of Helen's babies, the fireworks. as you know.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
It's, and then we have 25 other community sponsors, and we could not do it without this. This is all local people supporting a local tradition.
That is so cool. Look, Debbie, mm-hmm. I love the fireworks. In no way am I suggesting that you should change the fireworks or anything, but I've seen some headlines and stories lately on TV and across the internet. Drone shows are an increasingly popular alternative to fireworks, especially in communities where the fire danger is very high and the fire districts aren't real thrilled about the fireworks shows. People are doing drone shows as an alternative. Has that come across your desk at any time in the last couple of years? Is that a thing that's been pitched to you?
It really has, and we look at it. The fact that we're over the river, we're a marine show, which is why we can have the big shells, and we're so, you know, quote, it's much safer. We're not doing this over land. However, those drone shows are extremely expensive.
I'm sure.
I mean, we are, even with 4th of July show, you know, we used to have dueling barges. And after Hurricane Ida, our Uncle Sam Zito had donated the barges to us for the show. I mean, for almost 15 years, and then we ended up having to pay it. Now you have to have the tugboat, and then there's got to be a empty barge, and then the fireworks barge, so for safety. And we're having to pay more marine costs that we haven't had to pay before. Mm-hmm. So the drones are exciting, but they're very, very expensive shows. But who knows what's down the road one day? You know, it's a new year. We never know, but I think we're sticking with the traditional fireworks because we've got the Mississippi River as our showcase. So,
well, hey,
yeah,
you know,
they are fascinating.
If if they're too expensive, maybe Will Smith comes to town and says, "Hey, you know, here's a check."
That's right.
I mean, anything could happen.
For another movie.
Hey, you know,
listen, we learned that. We know that's true.
Yep. Interesting thing about Will. This is a total non sequitur, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Mm-hmm. Some number of years ago, I was traveling in Africa, and I went to Zimbabwe to Victoria Falls.
I've been there.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Did you bungee jump?
No, I didn't. I was looking at animals. No, thank you. I'm sitting here recovering from a fall where I fell on my side from a pine cone. No bungee jumping for me.
Bless your heart. Well, I don't know if I would do it now. This is almost 10 years ago. I was in better shape then. But I went bungee jumping over Victoria Falls, and the people who ran the bungee jump thing wouldn't stop talking about who had been bungee jumping at that exact same spot just the day before. Was Will Smith.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
If I had gotten there a day earlier, I would have seen Will Smith. Yeah, no, everyone loves Will Smith.
You could have bungee jumped with Will. That's right.
I know, man. I just said everybody loves Will Smith. I could think of one person that probably doesn't. Chris Rock. But that's a totally different story. Okay, great. So, Debbie, and I know the parade starts at 2 o'clock. And where exactly does it begin? I know it goes down Decatur Street, but where's the starting
point? Decatur Street along the river and heading up toward, you know, Canal Street.
Uh-huh.
So they can go if they want to find out more about the Sugar Bowl festivities, and I'll give that to them. They can go to allstatesugarbowl.org and get the specifics. And also the concert would be FQFI.org, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., but so that you can get it. But that does start at 9 o'clock. And, of course, the fleur-de-lis will drop, and then we will be lighting up the sky at midnight. And don't forget, they can log on to WWL.com to get the music that's used to choreograph the fireworks. And that's going to include the Georgia Bulldog fight song and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish songs, and the colors of those teams will light up when the songs play.
Oh, that's so cool.
Have the music as a background. That was Helen and I's favorite part, was the music.
I love it. That's so sweet. So. Hey, listen, Debbie, I live in the French Quarter. I suppose it's probably too late to redirect the parade so it goes by my house, right?
I think so. It might be,
Damn. Okay, well, maybe we can talk about that for
right
next year.
We'll get you on there some kind of way. But no, it's always exciting. And of course, with all the people in from out of town and all of our locals and all of our guests that are here, it's so much fun. We love seeing our parades and our floats on the street whenever we can. We have a culture that we get to celebrate, and our culture is also our economy. And the economy's our culture. So this is good for New Orleans.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Debbie, just once again, thank you so much for your work and your way in this regard. You keep saying, it couldn't happen without the sponsors. Debbie, I don't think this happens without you. And you've done so much for so long in this regard. And we're all just so grateful. You've been such great partners over the years. I know everything's going to go smoothly tonight. I wish you a happy new year, ma'am. And we'll talk to you again soon.
A happy and safe new year to you. Take care.
Yes, you too, ma'am. There goes Debbie Bressler. She's with the Crescent City Countdown Club. We'll step away here and take care of some business. In a few minutes, we're going to speak with the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. LSU versus Baylor. How do the Tigers match up against the Bears? We will find out. At 10 o'clock, we're going to go to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. That is live from Acme Oyster House right there in Baton Rouge. Doors open at 11 o'clock. Don't get confused. The show starts at 11. The show starts at 10. The doors open at 11. Go get you some oysters and cheer on the Tigers. We'll be right back after this. Ian Hoken for Tommy Tucker, BRB. 9:24 here on WWL. Tommy Tucker is taking some much-earned time off. He'll be back with you on Friday morning. I'm going to host this show again on Thursday. Tomorrow is New Year's Day, so we got some special Odyssey holiday programming coming down the pike for you while the rest of us get a little bit of time off. Before we step away, I guess I should make sure I have a chance to thank Colin Steele and Jordan Fiegel for helping me run the show today. It's been fun. Can't wait to do it again on Thursday. Hey, joining us on the line right now is Zach Nagy. He's the publisher of LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated. Zach, welcome to the show. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, you're right. What's the most important thing for people to know about LSU and Baylor going into the Texas Bowl in a couple hours here?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a fun one. For LSU, it's kind of a new-look team. You have 17 players entering the transfer portal, a bunch of opt-outs. So you kind of have a new-look group for this team. At the wide receiver position, for me, is where I'm keeping all tabs on. You're losing Kyron Lacy, C.J. Daniels, both a pair of starters that are departing the program. Kind of look at Xavion Thomas, Aaron Anderson, Chris Hilton. You get a look at them, but the wide receiver four spot is really where I'm keeping tabs. I want to see which freshman they go to. Is it Jelani Watkins? Is it going to be Kylan Billiott? Really want to see which direction Brian Kelly and company go in moving forward there. And then the offensive line, that's kind of where all the buzz is at right now. You're going to be without three starters, Will Campbell, Emory Jones, and Garrett Dellinger. Which youngsters are you going to go to there is really where I'm going to keep tabs on as well. So it's intriguing to see where they're going to go. It's a bunch of moving parts on offense right now. Defensively, you're going to have a lot of your starters in the mix. You're having Greg Penn in. You're going to have your entire defensive line. The secondary, there's going to be a little bit of shakeup, but not too much. So defensively, you're going to be sound with a lot of starters from the 2024 season. Offensively is where there's going to be some moving parts. Intrigued to see which direction they go in. It should be a fun one in Houston.
How do you see Garrett Nussmeier performing against Baylor's defense today?
Yeah, I think Garrett Nussmeier is just, He's a gunslinger, and I know he doesn't like that narrative, but it is what it is. There's some decision making like kind of issues that he's still working through there. But he's a playmaker, and he's continuing to evolve as the season goes on. I think he's going to have the ability to carve up that Baylor defense and do just about whatever he wants. It's a matter of using the weapons that he does have. Because, like I was saying a second ago, you're without C.J. Daniels, you're without Kyron Lacy, your wide receiver one. Can his other weapons step up to the plate and become the playmakers that you need? I see Garrett Nussmeier having a good game, and kind of time will tell, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do out there.
Great. I got some more detailed questions about offense, defense, who's going to exploit what weaknesses and so on, but I did want to talk just a second about the Texas Bowl and how this typically ranks in terms of importance or prestige, I guess you might say, among the other college football bowl games. How do we consider the Texas Bowl?
Yeah, look, in today's day and age, it's all college football playoff or bust, right? You enter those games, you're one of those 12 teams, and you have a chance to play for a national championship. And all the other games have kind of become somewhat irrelevant in a way, for better or for worse, just because you're not playing for that, you know, that crown jewel, that national championship. But for me, all these bowl games do matter because you have the opportunity to carry the momentum into the offseason. And for Brian Kelly and company, it's an opportunity to get win number 9. You're going into a pivotal offseason. So to get a win here is monstrous, in my opinion, just so that you can carry the momentum into the offseason and really see your players shine. So though you're not playing for a natty, you're not playing for anything of that kind of that nature, it's a big one just because the opportunity to get a win here and propel that to the offseason is critical. But when it comes to, you know, bowl games and whatnot, not necessarily the prized game here, but one nonetheless that does have some implications for this team.
Great. Thank you. All right. So if we're talking about Baylor's game plan, how are Garrett and company going to exploit any potential weaknesses they see here and eke out a W?
Yeah, Baylor's a team that's led by former LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda. So there's some ties there between the programs. And we know Dave Aranda is a defensive-minded guy, but his offense has been really dynamic this year. Their quarterback is playing some superb ball. They have a nice rushing attack. And then you fast forward to the defense, there are some gaps there that the team can kind of utilize to their advantage when it comes to LSU. And that starts with Garrett Nussmeier taking the top off the defense. Their defensive backs aren't superior. And this is where you can see a guy like Chris Hilton carry his momentum into this one. We saw him take that next step. In the end of the season, we saw him have a good game against Oklahoma, Vanderbilt. He was starting to hit his stride. So now for him, it's about carrying that into this bowl game. And you can see Garrett Nussmeier take the top off the defense with Chris Hilton being a vertical threat, maybe find some short-term plays when it comes to Aaron Anderson and Trey Des Green. The passing game should be fun here. The run game could be a spot where LSU may struggle just because it's the offensive line that's not accustomed to playing. It's a new-look group. But for Garrett Nussmeier, it's about taking the top off the defense, utilizing Chris Hilton, and hopefully getting Trey Des Green, the new tight end, a little bit more involved as well.
Yeah, there's something going on here. They got a pretty limited depth at tight end. Trey Des Green is he's the only one. We have exactly one tight end today.
That's correct. Mason Taylor's departing for the NFL draft. Kamorian Pimpton took his talents to TCU in the transfer portal. So when it comes to the tight end position, you are limited right there. And it starts with Trey Des Green. And
okay,
he's a guy who's fantastic. He was a five-star tight end at a high school, 6'7", 245-pound monster. So Trey Des is a player that you can use in a bunch of different spots, specifically as a receiving threat. And I think that's what's going to benefit Garrett Nussmeier most, just because if you need to check it down and kind of have that safety net, that's really what Trey Des Green can be if needed. But obviously you can't sleep on him as a true receiver. He can also get out and break off those 15-yard routes so Garrett Nussmeier can hit him on the intermediate routes as well. So a true threat. Nonetheless, it is just one tight end on the roster right now. But Trey Des is a pretty good option to have if you only have one.
Nice. Love that. Okay, great. I'm glad you mentioned the transfer portal. I think during the holiday season, some people kind of check out and may not know exactly. What were the big portal losses and gains for LSU for those who might not have tuned in the first time?
Yeah, when it comes to the losses, for me, it starts with C.J. Daniels and Kamorian Pimpton. And
yeah,
C.J. Daniels might not have had this stat sheet that kind of jumps off the page, but he was a starting receiver and a guy who could really, really improve this team moving forward. I mean, he's a good blocker. He's a good high IQ player. He has experience. He's played 5 years of college ball. So it's a player that is a significant loss to this team, in my opinion. But you went out and replaced him with guys like Nick Anderson, the number 11 overall transfer in the portal, Berrian Brown, a top 20 player in the portal. So you went out and got two receivers that are going to come in and make immediate impacts on day one. And then another big-time loss was going to be Kamorian Pimpton in that tight end room like we were just talking about a second ago. And then fast forward to the additions, and it comes in with Bauer Sharp. He led Oklahoma in receptions and receiving yards a season ago. So you're going out and getting another high-caliber, immediate-impact guy. So there's definitely some positions of loss, but there are some guys that are coming in to make an immediate impact as well. So you're filling the gaps. You're filling the void. And LSU is definitely putting together a championship-caliber roster next season. So offensively, you made some additions. And then defensively, if I'm just going to highlight one, it's going to be Virginia Tech transfer Mansoor Delane. He's a cornerback. He's fantastic. He's versatile. He can play the safety spot, cornerback. He's just a Swiss Army knife in the defensive backfield. So to go out and get him really gives you a really, really impressive addition. LSU's got 8 top 100 transfers heading to Baton Rouge, the number one transfer portal hall in America. So they're doing some damage there. And Brian Kelly's certainly going into 2025 with a national championship or bust mentality.
I love it. Yeah, it hasn't exactly been a red letter season for the Fighting Tigers. But, you know, everything for all the reasons you just described. And let's say LSU gets a win today. How does that impact their momentum going into the offseason in 2025?
Yeah, I think it's critical, man. You got Garrett Nussmeier returning in 2025. That's your crown jewel, your key piece coming back. For him to get the win here and carry that into January, February, March, when spring camp begins, I think it's big. It helps with your confidence, and it's much needed. And it starts with the other weapons as well. So it's a big one for this team to go out and get 9 wins. I think 9-4 looks a little bit better than 8-5. I know it's not what this standard is in Baton Rouge, but nonetheless, to go out and get win number 9 is big for this program, and certainly, like you were alluding to, one that will give them confidence in order to carry that momentum into the offseason.
What are we doing? LSU's a 3.5-point underdog here?
They are, and it's just because there's a lot of opt-outs, a lot of players kind of entering the portal. You're going to be without 20-plus players that are usually on this roster. So LSU's limited to a certain degree, but it's going to be one where I still think LSU could have the edge. Baylor's riding a 6-game win streak. They're hot right now, and the sports books are riding with that momentum as well. But there's a lot of different expert models that you can look at. The ESPN Football Power Index, we've got LSU as the favorite, but most of the sports books are leaning towards Baylor. It's a toss-up in my opinion, but nonetheless, when you look at those books, they're favoring Baylor significantly.
Am I tripping? I feel like I read in your piece on SI that you have LSU winning 28-24. Are you sticking by that?
I'm sticking by that for now. I'm riding with Garrett Nussmeier, believe in what they're building right now. Obviously, you're going to be without some guys at the offensive line. I've talked about the offensive line a lot just because it's going to be a shaky spot. I'm intrigued to see what they kind of work with there. But I think Garrett Nussmeier's got the weapons to do some damage here. He had Caden Durham back, Tre'Davious Green. Your defense, I mean, look, defensive coordinator Blake Baker is a mastermind. He's a wizard on defense. If you give him a month to game plan for a team, I feel like that puts you in a good position to be successful. So I'm definitely going to sit back and ride with LSU here. And I know it sounds like a homer take and bias just because I cover the team, but I believe in what the defense can do here. I think Garrett Nussmeier has the weapons. It'll be a close one. I'm going to ride with LSU here. But nonetheless, I do understand why the sports books are favoring Baylor.
Yeah, Zach, I'm glad you mentioned you sit back. It's your job to follow the Tigers for Sports Illustrated. What do you do when it's game time? You watch at home? You with friends? You alone? Are you taking notes? Is it more fun or is it more work for you?
Oh, man, it's all work, man. All work, no play when it comes to some of these LSU games. It's a busy time of the year. We got transfer portal buzz. We have obviously LSU playing in this bowl game, a bunch of other stuff, women's basketball, men's basketball. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts when it comes to me right now, but certainly all work, no play when it comes to covering the Tigers.
Word. All right. My guest is Zach Nagy. He's the publisher of LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated. Enjoy the game insofar as you're able to do that today, Zach, and Happy New Year. Thanks for making time this morning.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, man. You have a good one.
And to you as well. I will remind you, WWL listener, at 10 o'clock, we will begin our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler. They're out at the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Doors at Acme Oyster open at 11 o'clock. It's all presented by MAP Construction. Get yourself in there, man. It's a good time. I was up there just a couple months ago, as a matter of fact. I had a meeting there with the LSU sports radio team. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs. They got great drink specials. Life's more fun with seafood. LSU pregame starts at 12:30. And, of course, kickoff is at 2:30 with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester. LSU Fighting Tigers versus the Baylor Bears coming up shortly on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Also want to call to your attention, you know, the Saints are playing on Sunday. The NFL just made this official early yesterday morning. We weren't sure exactly when that game was going to land, but we now know it is going to be a high noon kickoff in Tampa Bay. Game day starts at 8 a.m. right here on WWL with Steve Geller and Charlie Long on First Take. At 10 o'clock, we got the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff with Bobby Hebert. At noon, sync up to Deuce and Haas. Then after the game, you can sound off on the Ciroc Point After with the Cajun Cannon. Saints Bucks. 10 hours of wall-to-wall football starting at 8 a.m. Sunday. And just, I said this yesterday, and I say this just about every chance I get. I'm sorry that the Saints weren't that fun to watch for long periods of time this season. I love the team. Anyway, I like to watch them. I like to cheer for them, win or lose. Obviously, it's more fun if they're winning. But, you know, after the game, after a loss, some people on the Oakenheart Duelers Talking Text Line are just despondent, man. They're angry. They want skins on the wall. They want heads to roll. And I get it. That's okay. You may enjoy. I'm just offering this to you. It's just kind of a stray musing. Relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all want the team to win. We all are invested in this emotionally, sometimes financially. But I think it's okay just to take a step back and say, you know what? It's for me, it's about the people that I like to watch the game with, the community that I have kind of built around the experience of watching these games on Sundays. And, let your heart lead the way in this regard. You know, just try to enjoy the game. Just try to enjoy being a Saints fan, even at times when it's not that fun. We better step away here and take care of some business. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show, and then we'll hand it off to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at 10 o'clock. I'm Ian Hoken for Tommy Tucker. I'll be right back after this. 9:45 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning to you. If you're just tuning in, welcome in. I made a crossword puzzle last week, and I've been texting it out to people all day today. Lots and lots of people have finished it. Congratulations to Ian Ozan, Jordan Fiegel, and Courtney P., who all completed the puzzle with 100% of the answers clued in. Colin Steele is on the ones and twos in the jar this morning. Did you have a chance to make any more progress on my puzzle?
I'm making progress.
So, like,
I've hit some walls.
Okay. Are you stuck?
On a couple.
Give me one.
I'll give you one. 42 across, Taylor Swift's $2 billion junket.
Yeah, junket.
Junket.
A junket is a synonym for, you know,
like an airplane.
A thing with multiple stops.
Got it. Okay, I can see where that's going. Okay.
All right.
Some of these were really good that caught me off. I don't want to give them out though.
Well, I mean, don't give out the answers.
Yeah,
but if you're looking for a hint on one that's got you stuck,
that's the way. Some of these, here's one. 40 across, triplet of foreigners who visited baby Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to think about, there's a whole song about them, these guys that
no
went
clue.
And then they gave the gifts to baby
nope.
Jesus after he was born.
No.
Okay, well, we'll just leave that one alone.
We'll skip that one.
Yeah.
I was curious about the breakfast meat.
Yeah?
Maybe I don't eat enough breakfast. Maybe I don't eat enough meat. Five letters.
Breakfast meat.
Struggling to get this one.
Really? I bet people who are not even playing my crossword puzzle right now are screaming the answer into their radios right now.
I'm struck. Because I thought of, like, Spam, and then I thought of, like, pork, and I thought of, like, sausage, and I was like, I thought sausage instantly, but that's not...
Colin, you're killing me. You're so close.
I'm close, but I'm not there.
It's a five-letter word for breakfast meat. We've already talked about it on the air today. It's part of my magical hangover sandwich.
Breakfast meat. The only thing I remember from the sandwich was eggs and avocado.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you just continue to work on breakfast meat and the guys who gave the gifts to baby Jesus. Good luck with all of that. But congratulations to the rest of you who have played and completed my crossword puzzle. If you have not done it yet, it's not too late. Just text into the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line and say, hey, man, shoot me a link to your crossword puzzle. I'd like to do the crossword. I'll text it right back to you. There's no ads. There's no login. There's no nonsense. You just open it up and you can play it right there on your phone. Or if that's not your speed, I mean, once you have the link, you can do it on a computer or you can even print it out and do it kind of old school with pen and paper. But I want to thank everybody who's doing the crossword puzzle. Thank you so much. Over to the Ogrenor Jewelers talking text line. We're kind of recapping the show here. We spoke with Joe Geruso a little bit earlier in the morning about how the catch basins all over the city of New Orleans have been in part managed by Sewerage and Water Board, in part managed by the Department of Public Works. They are getting rid of that, that redundancy, that inefficiency. It's not happening anymore. Now all the catch basins are going to be managed by the Sewerage and Water Board. Here's a text message that says, tell Joe we don't want to hear anything about drainage fees or rate raises from the Sewerage and Water Board until they can prove they can do the job in the next 2 years. We are taxed enough already. Brother, you are spot on. I agree completely. No more drainage fees or rate raises until we see what they're doing with it. Pro tip, don't turn on auto pay for your Sewerage and Water Board bills. I love auto pay when it comes to my phone and, Spotify and everything and all that. Don't turn on auto pay for Sewerage and Water Board, because if you get one of those stray, $16,000 bills or whatever, that's going to be a headache that you do not need. Here's a text message. We talked about fireworks with Debbie Bressler earlier in the show. Here's a text that says, hey, talking about fireworks, I got robbed last night buying fireworks. They're way too expensive. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've really bought fireworks, since you can't really shoot them off here in the city. And, I like fireworks as much as the next guy, but I haven't bought any personally a long time. But that's the sort of thing they're always jacking up the price on. Same texter says, hey, you might want to let the listeners know, on every LSU game day today, if you have a Shell rewards card, you get 25 cents off every gallon. That's a good way to start the year, saving on gas. 25 cents off a gallon of gas, that's nothing to shake a stick at. That's 25% off, man. Good for you, Shell Rewards. And then here's another text message. We were talking about there was a pothole that popped up on Poydras Street right by the Superdome heading into the city in the right lane. Earlier on this morning, we had several listeners let us know they hit this brand new pothole. They had blowouts. And then the city went out, and you know what they did? They put a skinny cone in the pothole. Not a regular size cone, not one of the barrels, but a skinny cone. And now I have a text message that came in a few minutes ago, says the skinny cone is no longer in the pothole. Well, who took the skinny cone? Did the city come by and pick the cone up because they realized it was too skinny to do the job? Or did some joker go out there and take the cone away? I hope not. This is why we can't have nice things, New Orleans. We got a brand new pothole and somebody out there already taking the cone out of it. Come on. On the latest episode of Odyssey's original podcast, you know, Inside Black and Gold, it's done by Jeff Nowak and Steve Geller. Got a brand new episode just published yesterday. Another week, another tough loss for the Saints, this time to the lowly Raiders. They're talking about what the fallout is. Steve and Jeff are going to break down, stock up, and stock down players from Week 17, why Spencer Rattler had a better day than it might have looked. Plus, maybe this was Cam Jordan's final game in the Superdome. I hope not. But it's not impossible. Then they got a live viewer mailbag they'll dive into and talk about the big off-season decisions to choose from. You can check out Inside Black and Gold, available wherever you get your podcasts. It's on the Odyssey app. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. Go listen to it. Those guys do a great job with that podcast, and they've done a really great job with it so far this season. We're going to step away one more time and take care of some biz, and we'll be back to hand it off to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. They're out getting you ready for LSU versus Baylor. Kickoff is at 2:30, but our coverage starts in 8 minutes. This is Ian Hoken for Tommy Tucker. Happy New Year. I'll be right back. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show this morning. Thanks to all my great guests. Thank you to Courtney, Ian, Colin, and Jordan. We're going to hand it off now to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. On the line with us now is the legendary Herb Tyler. Herb, good morning.
What?
Legendary.
That's good morning.
What we want to hear.
Oh, Mike D decided to join us as well. How you guys doing out there?
Oh, man, we're doing wonderful. How are you today, man?
Doing so good, man. I don't get to do the morning show very often. It's a damn good time, man. I just come in here with a hot cup of tea and just get to talk to all sorts of interesting people. It's great. And now, listen, let me ask you. I know the doors at Acme don't open until 11, so there's nothing for you to eat yet, is there?
Well, that's questionable.
I was about to say that.
Because that's questionable.
When you got Luke with you, you know, Luke has a cup of coffee. He's got some scrambled eggs and some
biscuits. I don't
know
how Luke conned these people into giving them all kind of stuff.
Dude, Luke makes stuff happen. That's no joke.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you're right, man. The doors don't open until 11, but the staff here is always phenomenal, even when they're not open. So right now they're enjoying a pregame meal themselves, getting ready for everything to kick off at 11 for those guys. So it's a beautiful place here at Acme on Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, and the staff is really phenomenal.
All right, I know you guys got plenty of time left to talk about it, but just before we step away, why don't you each give me a prediction for LSU-Baylor today?
I think because of the losses LSU had, you know, guys not playing the game like Kyron Lacy, like Mason Taylor, you missing three of your five starting offensive linemen. Man, Baylor has averaged 41 points a game the last six games. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Baylor here in a high-scoring game.
So as I put on my rose-colored glasses here.
It's always rose colors.
My Tigers,
like A-Bear, but it's close.
I bleed purple and gold. And, yes, Mike's right. We got some guys that's not going to be playing today, but it's going to be fun to watch the new guys come up. And I'm hoping those new guys play with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, fly around the football field, and have fun. Basically, the bowl games are have fun. So I'm pulling for the Tigers today.
Heard that. Mike D and Herb T, thank you guys so much for another great year of Tiger Tailgate. And it's a great show. I love tuning in to you guys on Saturday mornings. And just to be wild, on a Tuesday morning. So have a great show. Thanks again for a great year. Happy New Year to you both. Love you guys. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Tommy Tucker. I'll be back with you on Thursday. Have a happy and safe New Year's Eve, and we'll talk to you on the other side in the year of our Lord 2025. Here comes the news. Have a great day.